Did I make up with the students yesterday that I was going to give a shiur later today? I forgot already. Did I mention that it's going to be later? People can hear me?
Yes.
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 Okay. Do we have people? We have a quorum? Okay. We have a quorum. Okay. So this year, the yeshiva is learning Psachim. We happen to be on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a machlokes hatanaim ha'echol chametz shel hekdesh b'moed mo'al. A person eats chametz that belongs to hekdesh. B'shogeg, he ate it. He violated this hekdesh b'shogeg. So there should be a din me'ilah. He should have to pay karma chaimish and bring asham me'ilas. So that's the first tana says mo'al. The second tana says loy mo'al. Not to be understood. Why should it be loy mo'al? So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Oh, the second tana man yeshomim." Why the second Tana hold loy mo'al? It goes like Rav Nachunya ben Akone, that he patters because of kom lei b'derabminei. Kom lei b'derabminei, we pass can kom lei b'derabminei only applies, there are three kinds of kom lei b'derabminei. Misa patters from mammon, malchus patters from mammon, and misa patters from malchus. If it's b'idna, if it's b'vasachas, if the chi of mammon and the chi of misa are chal simultaneously, b'idna means b'zman echad. So then you only get the death penalty and you don't pay the mammon. And even bizmanazeh, that no one's getting any death penalty, nobody has any smicha, there's no Sanhedrin, Yeshua, Mim, Kaimam, there's no din in the fashas today. So we still say there's a din of kom lebi de rabmine, that misa patas from mammon, because that's the brisa of Tana de Bechiskia. And Chiskia is yeshiva, Tana de Bechiskia, they had a brisa that says that chayvi misa shoygigim are also pturim. From mammon, even chayim misas b'shogeg, you're also potter. So that's bizmanos. Even though lemaisa, there's no din in the farshas. What about by malchus and mammon? So malchus and mammon only potters if you actually get the malchus. Chayim malchus shogegim is a machlekes of Yechanan Reish Lakish and Perek Elun Iris. And the Psak Halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan that chayim malchus shogegim, you don't say kom levi the rabbin. Only chayim misas shogegim. So comes Rav Nachunya ben Akona, and he has his chiddush. He says that Kores, Rav Nachunya ben Akona, he says Yom Kippurim kishabbos. Even Kores also patters from mammon. See, the fella ate chametz bePesach. Chametz bePesach is Kores. So the fact that this chiv Kores patters him from what? Patters from the korban meila, asham meilos. So this is quotes in Gemara Shabbos Tariq Dalit. Kam lebi the rabbinate doesn't patter from a korban, only patters from tashlumen b'dal machaveirai. So Tosfos says, no, over here, the kam lebi the rabbinate, the koris patters from the chi of kerem chaimish. Why don't you say the kerem chaimish is also kapora? No. Tosfos says, kerem chaimish by zar she'ochal truma b'shoigig. That's kapora. So kam lebi the rabbinate, Tosfos claims, doesn't patter from that kerem chaimish. But kerem chaimish by one who's mael behegdish, that's not kapar. That's tashlum and lagezel. So it's questionable. That's why it's questionable whether that's correct. This distinction. Kerem chaimish by meila is mammon, and kerem chaimish by zashach al truma b'shegig, that's kapar. It's questionable. Anyway, but Tosis the Gemara says the kam lebi de rabmenei according to Ramachunya we don't pass like Ramachunya ben Akora. The kares from eating chametz b'Pesach, patas from the kerem chaimish, and whenever there's no kerem chaimish, then memela there's no asham meilas either. Fine, that's Rabbi Yechanan's pshat, and Rabbi Yosef gave a different pshat. The question is, parim sochach melachlil klovim. What does it mean? When you moil behegdash, he pay kerem chaimish. How much do you pay? How much is kerem? Kama hu shav limka bashuk? How much is it shav limka bashuk? Zero. If chametz b'pesach is also b'ano, so it's worth zero unless you sell it to a guy. So can you sell kachim to a guy? So that's the question: is it mutala liftas as a kachim lahachilan leklovim? So if it's mutala liftas lahachilan leklovim, say sell it to a guy. Let the guy do whatever he wants with it. He'll eat it himself. That's also called lahachilan leklovim. We don't treat the nochem like klovim. Anything other than a Jew eating it. If you hold. Ain't poyim sakosh machin on the club, and that's because, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, because the pasuk says Rashi quotes the pasuk from Tmura Lamed Aleph, Tizbach v'achalta bazar. You need the shchita, shchitas kachim is the matir. So chalav, shchita doesn't affect the chalav. Chalav doesn't eat shchita. And giza is not affected by the shchita. It's neither here nor there. The shchita only affects the basar. And shchita is only affected for Jews. Shchita is not irrelevant for goyim. The goyim don't need the shchita. So if you hold, ein parim sakotchim l'achila l'klavim, what denami l'achila l'akum? Also not. It's not because we treat the nochem as klavim, because just like shchita has no effect on cholim, has no effect on giza, has no effect for klavim, so has no effect for nochem either. So that's the opinion. So how do you establish what's the value? Kamahu shavalim kabashuk. So he should pay keren, but kamahu shavalim kabashuk, how much can Hegdish get if the auction off to the highest bidder today on Chalamoid? He ate it b'moyed on Chalamoid Pesach. On Chalamoid Pesach, ein leheg, why do you say how much is it worth today? Because the Mishnah says in Erechen, ein lehegdish ala mekoma v'shaitem. When you're establishing the value of an item, when Hegdish wants to put it up on auction to the highest bidder, so you have to establish how much is it worth today. When is today? The day that the person was moil b'hegdish. He ate it on Chalamoid. Oichel chametz, what did it say? Oichel chametz al hegdish b'moyed. A Chalamoid he ate it. So a Chalamoid, if you hold, you can't sell to a guy, you get zero. You can only sell to a Jew. The Jew is, it's worthless. It's asamanos. It's not shavet pruta. So if there's no keren, then there's no chomish. There's no keren, there's no shabbat, there's no chomish. No keren chomish, there's no asham ilus. That's why. And the one who says moal, because he holds, he can't sell it to the guy. He can't sell it because pinim is hakach ma'achil on the club. Fine. So that was the first version of Rabbi Yosef. Then the Gemara says, Rabacha by Rava, the last line, had a different version of what Rabbi Yosef said. So he said, Amlo lahashmak Rabbi Yosef behalish. Now he had a different version of what Rabbi Yosef said. The kuli alma ein parim sachach machin l'klavim. You cannot auction it off. You cannot auction it off today to sell it to a guy. You're not allowed to sell to a guy. Bacha behakam afligi. So it's worthless then. Because the Mishnah says, "Ain lahegdish al mekama v'shaitai." So that's the machloikas. Acha b'hokam afligi b'daba hagarim lamamim kemamim dami. Hegdish had this chametz; they no longer have it. This fellow went and he ate it b'shoyge. Hegdish had chametz. Someone donated a loaf of bread, chametz digger bread, and the gizbush of Hegdish put it in the freezer. Has a mind to auction it off to the highest bidder after Pesach is over. So in the middle of Pesach, someone goes and eats. Acha b'hokam afligi. Right now, it has no Shabbos. But if the Gizba will wait till after Pesach, and he's allowed to wait because no dinner bal yiroi, shel chaya teroya bal ataroya shel gavoya. If it belongs to Hegdish, it's not a problem. So we explained, do we treat the yeshiva like Hegdish? The yeshiva has a cafeteria, and they have a lot of chametz, so they have to sell the chametz, so do we treat them like Hegdish? So there's an yeshivas and choshen mishpan. The yeshiva says, a shul doesn't have a din like Hegdish. A shul is considered like a shutfis. Shul is considered like a shutfis. And the yeshiva also. We're machma to treat a Jewish charitable organization, a Jewish charitable institution, as if it's Jewish. And we're machma is, we shouldn't allow ribbis deraisa. Yeshiva can't loan money by ribbis deraisa. Ribbis derabbanan says in Shulchan Aruch that a stock organization may charge ribbis derabbanan. The ribbis deraisa not. So you got to figure out what's ribbis deraisa, what's ribbis derabbanan. So here also, it's a Jewish, that's a Chubas HaRashba that Rabbi Kevega quotes in Hilchas Ribbis. We don't allow a Jewish charitable organization to violate ribbis deraisa. So we're concerned about Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotza also. Even though the yeshiva is not owned, the members of the board don't own the president of Yeshiva University, Rabbi Berman, doesn't own the chametz in the cafeteria. The members of the board, the chairman of the board, doesn't own the chametz and the cafeteria. It's owned by the yeshiva. And the yeshiva should really be, it's a chaloshem bailus. There really shouldn't be any bal yirah, bal yimotza. But still, that's where machna mid the rabbanim, because of that shuvas harashbo, not to allow bal yirah, bal yimotza. But here it's mamish hegdish. The hegdish is shel choya teraya v'la teraya shel gavoya. So there's no bal yirah. So the gizbar has this low, had, the fella ate it. The gizbah had the loaf of bread in the freezer and he's planning to save it there in the freezer. The hetagomer, there's not by Yeruah, by Hegdish. He's going to save it till after Pesach and then he's going to auction it off to the highest bidder. This fellow went ahead and by mistake, he went and he ate the loaf of bread. The first time holds more. Why? Because it is a value. It has value. right now you get zero for it. You can't sell it to the goyim because osel achila leklavim, and you can't sell it to the Jews now because it's worthless. It has no Shabbos at all. It's isuri hana. But because the Gizbar plans to save it till after Pesach is over, so about garim lamamen, after Pesach it'll be a value kamamidam. So that expression, Dabah Garm Lamami Kimam and Dami, appears in so many different places in Shas here on this side. They tell you, Hey Amid Beis, before. So Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara is referring to the Machlokes HaTanaim. Rashi, the last line on Hey Amid Beis in Rashi. Rashi writes, it's a Machlokes of Shimon. That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Machlokes of Shimon and the Chachamim and Baba Kama, Dafayin Aleph, Kachim Shechai Bachri Yusam. A person was Magdash Korban Shlamim, and then somebody was Moil, and someone stole it and he shechted it. So does he have to pay kefa dollar day? So if the fellow said, Hare Zu, Hare Behema Zu Shlamim, Hare Zu, so he's not Chai Bachri Yuso. And someone steals it and they kill it, he doesn't have to bring another one. So he's not called the Bailim, it's called the Mama Gavoya. But if he said, Hare Alai Lahavi Shlamim, and he says, Hare Zele Nidri, and if the ganef steals it and he kills it, he's going to have to bring a new one. The one who took the net is going to have to bring a new carbon because he said, Hare Alai. So that's a dovash goram lamamin. So Reb Shimon's opinion is because the ganef was mapsid, the bal haneder who said, Hare Alai shlamim, Hare Zele Nidri, he was mapsid him. So he's considered the bailim, and the ganef has to pay kefal dala vehei, karen kefal dala vehei, to the Bailam. That's the Machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim. So there is, but that's Dav HaGarm LeMamon, that we're talking about an animal that's worth a lot of money, but I'm not the owner. I was Magdashit as a Shlam, and when we say Korbanus, I'm Mama Gavaya. So not considered the owner, but since it's a Dav HaGarm LeMamon, the Ganav stole that he was Mafsim, they have to spend from my pocket now to buy another carbon. So the Dovish Yigarm Lamamim, so Reb Shimon disagrees with the Rabbanan. How do we paskin there? So most of the Rishonim paskin Deloike Reb Shimon. Yochid Berat Malochi Kerami. Paskin Dovish Yigarm Lamamim is Lav Kimam and Dami. There's the Shita in Choshen Mishpat in Simon. Where is it? The end of, I think it's in Shin Pei Vav or something like that. The end of Choshen Mishpat, you have the Dinim of Nisk Nizokin, Niske Mamono. Adamamazik in this came moment, so they talk there about garmi. Garmi is a machlekes hatanoim. So most of the Rishonim learn pshat is grama and is garmi. So grama ben azik and potter, everybody agrees to, and garmi is halfway in between adamamazik be adam and grama ben azik. So garmi or grame, the way it says, is supposed to pronounce it grame. The yeshivas they mispronounce it; they call it garmi. So Garmi is a machleg zameh in the Rabbanan, and we pass on like Rav Meir. Danina dina de Garmi. So Baba Kama here, one of the Marmakamas here is from Baba Kama daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. So the Gemara there, Tzadik Ches Amid Aleph, quotes, there's a question, Rabbi in the other Amoraim, what's the din hasarv shtar chayv shal chavero? Someone has a shtar chayv that someone owes him $1,000. I go and I burn the shtar chayv. So if the other fellow, if the loiva will be a decent fellow, he's going to pay the money anyway, because he knows that he owes him the $1,000. If he doesn't want to be decent, so if I'm going to burn the shtar chayv, so the malva will not be able to prove that the loiva owes him money. If he has a shtar chayv, that's a proof not only that he borrowed the money, it's a proof that he never paid back, because shtar chayv biyodei my boy. The fact that the malva is still holding on to the shtar is a right that not only that loiva, but loi para also. But once I burn up the shtar, so the malva has no proof. So the loiva may be a wise guy; he may not pay. So that's a machlekes. Rabbi and the other amoraim, a sorev shtar chayv shel chaveiro. He's not an adam amazik biyadayim. He's not an adam amazik biyadayim. He ripped up the shtar chayv. Shtar chayv is a piece of paper. Piece of paper is you can get 10 pieces of paper for a penny. So I owe him a tenth of a penny for the piece of paper. That's adam amazik biyadayim. But because of that shtar chayv, the loiva will be a wise guy and he won't pay the chayv. That's already, that should be grama ben azik, and grama ben azik should be potter. So the Gemara says, no, this is garmi. This is not grama. This is halfway in between adam amazik be adayim and grama. And this would depend on the Rav Meir and the Chachamim. So the Gemara throws in a possibility that the Shaila, whether Garmi is Chayiv HaPater, depends on the Machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, whether Dover HaGarm LaMamin can Mamin Dami or not. So we know how we paskan by Garmi. We paskan Garmi is Chayiv. So if the Gemara there, Tzadik Ches on the base and Baba Kama made an equation that if you hold Garmi is Chayiv, that you have to hold like Reb Shimon, Dover HaGarm LaMamin can Mamin Dami, we know Garmi is Chayiv. Then, so the Sefer HaTrumas was a Talmud of the Ramban, Asfardi. There's a Sefer HaTruma by the Rabbeinu Baruch Baal HaTosis that reads like it's Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You buy a Sefer HaTruma, it reads like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but he was a Baal HaTosis. So every so often, he'll write a din that the people never heard of. He gives his original opinions. Most of it is easy, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Dik. And once in a while, he has the Sefer HaTruma has Tosis quotes the Sefer HaTruma every so often. Whether Iro is Mevashel or not, so the Sefer HaTruma has a compromise. Mevashel kadei klipa. They quote him halach alamais in Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Sefer HaTruma. But this is the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos is by Asfardi, Talmud of the Ramban. He'll quote a lot of times the Ravid, and we have no other source for these quotations of the Ravid. And much of big chunks of Chashim Mishpat are based on the Sefer HaTrumos. He has a lot of things that don't appear in the Gemara anywhere, a lot of details in Didim Ominous that never appear in the Gemara. It comes from the Sefer HaTrumos. So the Sefer HaTrumos quotes in the name of the Ravid that since we paskan Dinin and Dinin de Garmi, the Gemara and Baba Kama Tzadik Ches on the base made an equation. If you hold Dinin de Garmi, then you say like Reb Shimon, Doro Gam Lamamika Mamadami. So the Ravid says we should paskan like Reb Shimon. The Pashta says we don't paskan like Reb Shimon. We don't hold from that equation. The Gemara raised the possibility. The Gemara itself says they're not Toli Zebizet. It's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Why should it be Toli Zebizet? The Machlokes of Shimon the Rabbanans, when you have a behemoth that is valuable, but I was Magdish, it is a Shlamim. So it's called Mama Gavaya. Karbanas are Mama Gavaya. So the Ganef who steals in a Shecht, it shouldn't have to pay Kefir Dalav Hay. But because he shechted it, it was Gorin Mila Mammon. I have to put out money, I have to take out money from my pocket and buy another korban. Because I said, Hari Alai lo havi shlamim, Hari said le nidri. So I have to bring another korban. So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, if you have an animal that's valuable and it doesn't belong to you, but it was Gorim that you should lose money, so you're considered the Bailam on the animal and the Ganef has to pay you Kefir Dalav Hay. But the din of Danin and Didigami is a different Shaila. Is Gami the same as Grama ben Ezekin, just like Grama is indirect, you're not Chayiv? Or do you say, no, since it's halfway in between Grama and Mazik B'Adayim, then maybe I treat it like Odom HaMazik B'Adayim. The two unrelated issues. The Gemara itself says they're unrelated. So we really paskan that they're not Toli Zedizah. So really, this expression, Dabra Gram L'mamik HaMam Adami, appears in the Gemara in if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, I just looked this morning, they have it, the expression appears in the Gemara in so many different cases that are not the same at all. They're not necessarily the same expression, but it has a totally different meaning in each case. Like in our case in the Gemara, the topic is a different one. The topic is like this. Ein lehegdash ala makoma v'shaita, when the gizba shal hegdash is auctioning off to the highest bidder. Someone donated something. Someone donated an automobile. So what's the gizba going to do with an automobile? He auctions it off to the highest bidder. So he will not take a bid that's less than the value of the automobile. So they assess how much it's worth. So let's say automobiles in the winter cost less. In the summertime, more people are interested in driving, so automobile costs more. In the wintertime, the automobiles cost less. So if the guy damaged my automobile in the winter, so he only pays how much the automobile would sell for in the winter. If somebody was Moel Behegdish or the Gizba wants to auction off to the highest bidder, so the lowest bid he'll take is the value of the automobile today. If you wait till the summertime, you'll get more money for the automobile. So the Gizba shouldn't allow anyone to bid less than that high price that it's going to have in the sun. No, but I'm watching it off today for the highest bid. So today, the correct value is Mekoma Vishaito. In another part of the world, it'll cost more. In another season of the year, it'll cost more. But Ein Lahegdash Ala Mekoma Vishaito, it's worth, how much is it worth, depends where we are today. So that's what the Gemara says, but maybe by Moel Behegdish, Moel Behegdish, the Torah has, Torah imposes, you have to pay Karim Chaymash. So maybe here I shouldn't apply that rule. Maybe Ein Lehegdish on the Mekom of the Shaita means if the Gizba Shal Hegdish wants to auction something off today, he doesn't say, I will not accept a bid lower than the value that he's going to have in the summertime. No, the value, he won't accept a lower bid than what it's worth today. You don't worry about what's going to be in the summertime. But maybe if somebody was Moel Behegdish, maybe the Torah imposes the Chiyuv. Maybe the Torah imposes the Chiyuv. The Chometz is going to be worth more after Pesach is over. Today it's worthless. Today on Pesach it's also Bano. So no one's going to give even a less than a Shavuot Prut. And no one's going to buy it at all. But after Pesach, someone will give you the Gizbah. He'll give him $2. The loaf of bread will be worth $2 after Pesach is over. So that's what the Gemara calls Dabra Gam Lamamin. It's really not the same as Reb Shimon at all. Reb Shimon is talking, if it's Korbanah, Shechai Bachar Yusim, because he said Hare Alai, it's a different topic, because it was Gorim Li Mamin, it was Mapsed Mi Mamin, so therefore I'm considered the Bailam and the Ganef has to pay me Kefal Dollar Day. Here we're talking about a different thing. When the Torah imposes a Chiyuv to pay Karen V'Chomesh, so is the Karen the value of today? Because he said, Ein Lehegdish on the Mekom of Vishaito. Well, no, that Mishnah, that goes when the Giz is auctioning up something off. Here we're not talking auctioning. Here we're talking, the Torah imposes a Chiyuv on the one who did Me'ilah that he has to pay Karen V'Chomesh. So the Karen should be the highest Karen that it'll ever be. So since we know after Pesach it'll be worth $2, even on Chol HaMoed, it's worthless, maybe he has to pay the $2. So that's what he says. That's the machlokes hatanot. Does it have any Shabbos or not? But to sell to a goy, that's out of the question. Not that that is the machlokes. Would you allow? No. The kuli alma ain't poidim sakosh machin leklovim. That was his version of what Rabbi Yosef said. They're both bryce. They're both tanaim, and the bryce all you can't sell it to a goy. Can't sell it to a goy because ain't poidim sakosh machin leklovim. I seem to remember I didn't have a chance to look it up. I think my Tosfei HaRosh on Bob Metzia is in the yeshiva in my office. I seem to remember Perek HaZohav in the middle of Bob Metzia, there is a Tosfei HaRosh where he comes to answer a certain kasha. I think he's talking about Pidya Maisa Sheni. So he says, you cannot have a guy be Pidya Maisa Sheni. But here, have a guy be Pidya the Hegdish. Tosis assumes that that's not a problem. Tosis only worried. Ain't put him sakosh machin leklovim. That's the issue. But that a goy shouldn't be able to be paid. If the din would be put him sakosh machin leklovim, then you can auction. Then you can have a goy be paid at the hegdish. Yeah, I think it's not the same because a goy can be magdish korbanos. A goy can donate to hegdish. He can donate. Kochim is bechik, can donate kochim berak abayis. Learn that from a pasuk. Learn that ish, if the magdush kabbanim, ish le'abas is anochim. So noidrim and adorim and adabas ki Yisrael. Usually a goy is not, if a goy takes a neder or a shvu, the din is that it's not binding. It's not from the Shevin Mitzvah's been anoch. So nochri is not a bar hafloah. To take a neder or a shvu, It doesn't apply to the Binyan. So if he's not a bar hafloah, it should have led me to believe that he can't be magdash or korban either, because the hegdash is chalidei hafloah. So that's a pasuk ish l'rabbis sanochrim that a nochri can be magdash. If he can be magdash, then he can probably be poida hegdash also. But ma'aser sheni is a machlokes hatanoim. Can a goy be mafrish ma'aser sheni? It has to do with this, because the goy is not a bar hochei of hafloah. And Afrash is Truma, and Maisa Rishon, and Maisa Shein is all in of Afloa. In Shulchan Aruch, they pass on like the Tana, that a Mufal al-Samach Leish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, a child can take a neder and a Shavua, and he also has, there's a Machlik Zatanam, does he have the ability to be Mafrish, Trumas and Maisris? So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that yes. The Bir Agro asks, why did they accept that opinion? He thinks they should have passed on like the other Tana, that a Mufal al-Samach Leish only has the ability to take a neder Rishua, but does not have the ability to be a mafrish Trumas HaMaisis, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens that he does have. So Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisis is an inyan of Hafloah, and a goy, it's a machlokes hatalem where the goy can. So if one should assume it's in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, is a goy a barachi to be mafri? The goy has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to be mafri. He's not mechuyev to. He wants to volunteer. So I think we pass can a goy's mafri. It's not chal. So if the trumas and maisa is not chal, then he can't be paid a maisa sheni. Because when you paid a maisa sheni, you're causing the kedusha of maisa sheni to be chal on the money. You have to be paid on kesef. You know, it's a shavu kesef lav ke kesef. By paid a maisa sheni, you have to be paid on kesef. Tzart ha kesef biadecha, kesef sheyesh olav tzura. Shavu kesef is not good. You have to have kesef. So since a goy is not a bar hachi to be mafrish maisa sheni, trumas and maisa is not a bar hachi to be paid a maisa sheni either. But karbonis is a bar hachi to be magdish. The Berek HaBayis Olam is Be'er. So therefore, it probably is what Tosis assumes, that the can have a goy be paid a hegdish. Tosis learns the whole Gemara like that. The goy is going to be paid a hegdish. So apparently, that's not a problem. Just like a goy can be magdish, he can be paid a hegdish also. But that Tosfei HaRosh and Perek HaZob has a chiddush. A goy can't be paid a maisa sheni because he can't be mafish maisa sheni. So if you're going to be paid, you want to create kedushas maisa sheni on the money. So that the goy is a la bar haflot. He's a bar hafla for hegdush because of the pasuk ish, gzeris akasu. It's an exception to the rule, but by ma'aser sheni, there's no exception to the rule. So we say that the nochri is not a bar hachi. Yeah, there's a Yerushalmi. There are two opinions in Yerushalmi. A nochri is not mechuyev to observe a neder. Let's say the nochri took a neder. The potato chip should be also bachila. The doctor tells me he has to go on a diet, and he's afraid he's always going to violate the diet. He's going to take a neder. So he tells that the potato chips and the cookies and the ice cream should be also b'achila. So the Rishami says, not mechuyev to observe a neder. What about a shvuah? So a shvuah is a machlokes to the Mishnah Melech quotes. There's a machlokes hatanoim. Machlokes two brises quoted by the Rishami, whether by Bnei Noach, if they take a shvuah, is it binding or not? Why should a shvuah be different from a neder? So the pashtus, I think, is as follows. The Rambam says that a shvuah is either shvuah b'ashem or shvuah l'ashem. I swear to God, or I swear by God, means just like I believe that God exists, so too, I don't owe you the money. I'm swearing by God, just like I believe in God. And what I'm saying is that if I'm telling a lie, if it's not true, if I really do owe you the money, I swear by God that I don't owe you the money. If I really do owe you the money, means I made a statement that I don't believe in God. So that's Avodah Zarah. If the goy says he doesn't believe in God, that's from the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anoich. So that's the Rambam says every shvua has to be either shvua la Hashem, I'm swearing to God, and if it's not true, I swear to God that I don't owe you the money, or I swear by God. I think when they swore in the president and all the senators now, they swear by God. They swear by God means shvua b'Hashem, I swear just like I believe in the existence of God, so too this statement is true. And if I'm telling a lie, it means I just said I don't believe in the existence of God. Yeah, so since the shvuah is either shvuah l'ashem or shvuah b'ashem, so that's what according to the Rambam, these are the two kinds of shvuah. Every shvuah needs a shvuah l'ashem, shvuah b'ashem. So then the Bnei Noach are also b'Avodah Zarah. So that Tana in the Yerushalmi apparently is of the opinion that a nochri is not a bar hafloah. If he takes a neder, he's not mechuyev to observe it. He takes a net, he's going to bring a korban. And I'm not going to observe that either. But if he takes a shvuah, shvuah l'Hashem, a shvuah b'Hashem, that's considered, if he's going to be swearing falsely or to a false statement, or he's going to violate the shvuah in the future, that's as if he's making a statement that he doesn't believe in God. So that's why there's such an opinion. Anyway, but I think... Pidyon Hegdish, a goy can do. Pidyon Maisa Sheni, that's, I think there's a Tosfei HaRosh in Perek HaZov that a Nochri cannot do Pidyon Maisa Sheni. Okay, so why do they quote this whole story, this whole, very interesting, this, the fellow who ate Hoichol Chametz Shel Hegdish B'Moed, where the Mo'al Lo'i Mo'al, very fascinating. Why do they quote it though? Because they wanted to say that this Amoira, who was he again? Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Hadabei Rav Acha bar Yaakov Meyahi. He backed out from his sheet. He said before the Mishnah and the Abchav Ches and Aleph The chemtah shel akum she'over olav haPesach. There's no din of chametz olav haPesach. It even makes sense according to Reb Yudah. Rava said it only makes sense according to Reb Shimon. Shimon knasa kakonis. So the knas is only if a Jew violated by Yerah by Matzah chemtah shel Yisrael. Chemtah shel nachish olav haPesach. Nobody violated anything. So that will be muta b'achila muta b'hanoah. And Rav Acha bar Yankim said, no, the Mishnah even goes according to Rav Yudah because Yalef sar de achila, nisar de riyah. Just like there's no bal yirah by matzeh, if the chametz belongs to a goy. So too, there's no isar achila and chametz if it belongs to a goy. So that's what he said originally. And now the Gemara said, Rav Acha bar Yankim backed out from his original opinion. And he said, you got to learn the Mishnah like Rav said. The Mishnah only makes sense according to Rav Shimon. So how do you see Rav Acha bar Yankim backed out? So the Gemara quotes here. We already have three pshatim. What is the machloikis? We had Rabbi Yechanan says the machloikis is where they come lebi derabine, where the koris patas mean didn't come lebi derabine. The first version of Rabbi Yosef was that the machloikis atanai means where the podim is a kach machilon of klovim. The next version was whether you say ein lehegdash al mekam of a shaita or no. And the hegdash al mekam of a shaita, that's when someone's paid the hegdash today. You only pay the keren is how much it's worth today. You don't consider the fact that in another part of the world it'll be worth more. Another season of the year will be worth more. The value is today. But the machlokes over here is what about when someone is moel behegdish? Do you only consider the value that the hegdish has today? Or do you say no? Since hegdish plans to hold it for after Pesach, then they're going to get $2 for the loaf of bread. So the one is moel behegdish today, even though it's worthless, even though today it's asabanoah. You don't say ein lehegdish al mekam of a shaita by meila. You only say but if someone donated something to hegdish, the gizba shouldn't take such a low bid that's lower than the value that it has today. But when you get to meila, you would consider the value that it's going to have in the future. Right. And then Rav Acha bar Yankim has a different pshat. What is his pshat? Rav Acha bar Yankim famar dekul di alma davar gam lemamen ke mamen dami. They all agree if he'll have a Shabbos after Pesach. So the one who eats it on Pesach has to pay $2. But the machlokes is hatanai, where the mal or loy mal is, where the chomet shavu la Pesach is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. So if it's a din deraisa, it even applies to Hegdish. Even though Hegdish didn't violate by Yerah by Matzah, but all chomets in the world becomes us. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, that chomet shavu la Pesach is a penalty, and there is no Aveira, there's no Aveira if it belongs to Hegdish. If there's no Aveira, then there's no penalty. So then, then you have to pay the value from later. So the Gemara says, but you just said Rav Acha bar Yankim is the one who said in Amun Aleph that Yalef Sar de Achila Misar de Riyah. That if it's Chamish al Nachri, there's no Bal Yiras and Mele, there's no Isa Chamish al HaPesach. So Hegdish also, there shouldn't be a din of Chamish al HaPesach. So you see Rav Acha bar Yankim backed out from his funny opinion, and he doesn't hold like that. He no longer holds Yalef Sar de Riyah Misar de Achim. That's what the Gemara says. Elohad Rav Acha bar Yankim Ahi. All the different shot. Yeah. Okay. Important dinim. They're important dinim. Yeah. Then the Gemara continues. After the two dots on Chav Tes and Beis, a new topic. Omar Rav. Chametz Bizmanoi on Pesach. Did it get mixed in the min b'mino? Did it get mixed in min shaloi b'mino? So he says, ben b'mino, ben shaloi b'mino, osa. Always also, doesn't even help if you have shishim. It's b'mashu. Why? The Gemara is going to explain. But if it's shaloi bizmano, if it's chamish over all of our Pesach, it's not chamish b'pesach. Chamish all of our Pesach, so then b'mino is also shaloi b'mino is mutter. So Gemara says, b'may askina, what's the case? Ilein b'mino is entam. He says, chamish bizmano, b'mino ben shaloi b'mino osir, means b'mino is entam, you don't have shishim. You don't have shishim. So why shaloi bizmano? Shalai b'mina muta. Why is it muta? Hayayif taima. But it's you need shishim. It's not batal b'shishim. Was going to finally answer on the next daf. He was going to answer because kanasa kanas Reb Shimon only when it's b'yen. When it's our day tarubis, that's what the Gemara answers on Laman Amad Aleph. So the Gemara says, Ki, what the answer? Ki kanes Reb Shimon, when it's bien. Mi amar Rav Hachi, and for the Gemara, hanimile bieni, avalidei taruvis, loy. You don't need shishim. Rashi learns. Machlag is Rashi in the tour, where they need shishim. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that you don't need shishim. Why? It's not macholas asuris. It's a penalty that they penalize the fellow. It's also bahanoah, but you're not allowed to eat because achila is a form of hanoah. The only time you apply tam ki'ike that you need shishim is if the food is macholas asuris. But chamish avla pesach according to Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yehuda, chamish avla pesach is an isra achila. So then it'll be b'shishim. But according to Reb Shimon, chamish avla pesach is a knas. So the knas, they never made a knas that it's also b'achila. The knas was that it's also bahanoa. Achila is a form of anoa. But since it's not macholas asur, so that's why Rashi holds meikar adin. That's how we paskin. There'll be a hepsid meruba. The Mishnah Berurah said we paskin like Rashi, because that's the meikar adin over here. We're machmel achatchila like the tour, that you need shishim. But meikar adin, you don't even need shishim. So that's why the Gemara raises the question. The Gemara wants to know, when Rav says chametz bizman or chametz bepesach, bein mabina, bein shalav mabina, asur, also means if, even if you have shishim, or only if you don't have shishim. So that's what the Mari has, but Maya Skina. What's the case? E lema, if you should say, b'nois and tam, chomis b'tesach, you need shishim. So why shalai b'mina, shalai b'zmana, shalai b'mina, muta, why? Are you have time? It's still nois and tam. So the Mari is going to answer that kasha. There's no din of tam kiker, because it's not macholos asuris. It's only kindness when it's b'yem. But the Mari didn't get to the answer yet. Are you have time? El, the Gemara says, Masu b'mashu. So why is Chametz is b'mashu? Chametz b'zbana ben bina shalai b'mina osar b'mashu. Why? The Gemara says, Rav le'taymei, the Rav Shmuel d'amit ha'avai, called this from Shavatar, min b'mina b'mashu, shalai b'mina b'nais and dam. And Rav goes, Chametz b'zbana shalai b'mina, otam min b'mina. Fine. What's this machlekes hatanoim? There's a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbana, where the min b'mina is lach b'lach. Whether min b'mina lach b'lach is b'mashu or not, where does this machlekes come from? The pasuk says at Yom Kippur the kohen gadol has to bring a par b'soyer, and he does the zrikas adam of the par li'oil and a soyer lachatos, and he does the zrikas adam of the soyer, and then that's on the in the kodesh hakodashim in front of the kapoiris, he does the zrikas par and then the zrikas dam soyer. And then in front of the paroiches, zvikas hapar, zvikas hasa. Then ma'arvin lekronis. Then you mix together the lakach hakayim edam apam edam asoyer. Mixes all the dam together, and he does the zvikas on the mizbach hamizbech hapnimi, on the mizbach hazov, the mizbach haktoris. Every day you use it only for haktoris, and you're not allowed to be makar other karbonis there. Once a year on Yom Kippur, you do the zvikas adam. He does the four zrikas on the four corners, and seven times al tohar shalom mizbech. So the Gemara raises the question: Hadav yadua, should the par is a much bigger animal than the sawyer. Sawyer is a skinny animal. The par is a big fat animal. So the dam par is going to be meruba midama. So it's going to be much more dam from the par than from the sawyer. Truth of the matter, it depends how long you hold the klisharis under the neck of the animal. It may turn out that the dam hasor will be meruba midam apar. If you hold the cup under the par for a second, and you hold the klisharis under the soyer for 20 seconds, and there's going to be more dam hasor than there's going to be dam apar. But whatever it is, it's only one chance in a million that it's going to be exactly 50-50. Highly unlikely. Ruba de ruba, most of the time, is going to be way more dam apar midam hasor. And once in a while, there's going to be more dam asor than dam apar. It's not going to be 50-50. That's probably, the odds are a million to one. It's not going to be exactly 50-50. So whichever one is merube, the other one should be bottle bereiv. That's a din of bittle bereiv. There's no din that you need kefo. No, you say chad betray is bottle. You need twice as much heter as you, two units of heter, one unit of iser. There is such an opinion in Achrenim, but they only hold midirabana like that. On the level of the rice, there is no such din. Whatever is 51%, and one is 49%, one is 51%. So the one that's 49% is kimisha eino. It's batal b'rov, is considered as if it's not there. So how does the kohen gadol every year after year on Yom Kippur, He blends together, he mixes together the Chumash says, V'lokach ha'chaim midam ha'par midam ha'sor, ma'arvin l'kronos. He mixed the dam together. Gemara in Yuma has a machlokes ha'tanim whether ma'arvin l'kronos. So we paskin, yes, ma'arvin l'kronos. He mixed the two dam together, and you do this because ha'dam on the four corners of the Mizbach Hazov, of the Mizbach HaKtoires, it's never going to be 50-50. If it's 50-50, dam ha'par, dam ha'sor, so neither is the in the miut, and neither is batl. But only one chance in 5 billion that it's going to be exactly 50-50. Highly unlikely. It's not going to happen. Usually the Dam HaPar will be Merubi, sometimes Dam HaSar. So whichever one is in the Miut should be considered as if he didn't do the Zrika. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, derives from here, and Rabbi Shmuel hold Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. He derives from here that Mimimin Alay Batl. Tosfos says if it's Lach Balach, Mimimin Alay Batl. If you have, let's say, two steaks from a kosher animal and one steak from an avela or a trefa animal, so you don't say min 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 b'mashu. That's batel chad betray because that's yavish b'yavish. Yavish b'yavish, different kind of bitl. But if you have lach b'lach, min b'minoi, dam b'dam, or mayim b'mayim, or cholav b'cholav, or chela b'chelav, whenever you have lach b'lach and it's all min b'minoi, so then Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is a min min b'mashu. The chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. And they say there is no such thing. So what do you do with the pasuk? Self kotzav, it's a pasuk. V'lokach hakoy midam apar midam asor. So the Gemara says the rabbanon hold hahula oilin shei mevatlin zeze. The dam apar is supposed to be oil on the mizbech. The dam asor is supposed to also be nizrak al gabi hamizbech. So they also hold. There's a ran in the dorm and afternoon base. Famous ran in the dorm and afternoon base. So the Ran explains, Bein l'Rabbi Yehuda, Bein l'Rabbanan. They both say the same thing. Whenever you have min b'minoi, an isa fell in, two things got mixed in, isa with heter, and it's all min b'minoi, so then there's no clash. The only time you say bitl b'roi is if there's a clash between the two. But if everything is very similar, so then min b'minoi is not batl. But the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is, how do you determine min b'minoi? So whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, dam b'dam, a mayim b'mayim, a cholav b'cholav. If it's the same thing, that is min b'mina, the Rabbanan say, no, heter b'heter, olim. The dam ha'par is supposed to be oil on the mizbech, the dam ha'sar is supposed to be nizrak on the mizbech. It's both. So since they're the same thing, it's heter b'heter, so that's called min b'mina. But if you have heter and iser, even if it's dam b'dam, some dam is also, some dam is muti. You have mayim b'mayim, a cholav b'cholav, one is iser, one is heter. So the Rabbanan say, that's called min b'shena mina. But whenever you have heta beheta, that's min b'mina. So that's the machlokes of Yud and the Rabbanan. That's the Ran. Rav Soloveitchik used to jokingly refer to this as a Telz Ran. Because years ago, they used to joke that in Telz, they always have a hakira on the Gemara. Does it depend on the Metzias or does it depend on the Din? Does it depend on what the Metzias is? And so that's this Ran in the Dharma on Daf Nun Beis. This Ran is quoted, a long Ran. It's quoted in the Yeridei in the Siman Adov Sheish L'Matirin. It's an important Ran. So the Ran explains that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan both agree that min b'mina is b'mashu. They just argue, when is it called min b'mina? So whereas Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on Metzias, if it's dam b'dam, mayim b'mayim, or cholav b'cholav, then it's min b'mina. So the Rabbanan say, no, it depends on the halach. It doesn't depend on the Metzias. Not dam b'dam. Olam em mevatlam zezeh. If they're both supposed to be nizrak on the mizbeach, but if you have dam osir and dam mutter, so then the dam that's osir will be batel and the dam that's mutter. Heta beheta loy batel. So that's what. So there's a shaila. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Shmuel both paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The min b'mina b'mashu and chametz b'pesach because we're all year long we eat chametz. We used to eating chametz all year long. So Pesach is what to be concerned about. Because the fellow may forget and eat the chametz, so they want it to be machmer more. So one who eats chametz b'pesach is bekoris, so there's room to be machmer more. And also, we're rogel to eat chametz all year long. Lo b'deli in shemine, people are not going to stay away from the chametz so much on Pesach. So because of the combination of these two factors together, so that's why Rav is of the opinion over here on Pesach and make gzeira. If you're mixed in chametz into non-chametz, min b'minoi, so min b'minoi is b'mashu. That's a din deraisa. But if you're mixed in min b'she'ein aminoi, That should be batal b'shishim. So mishum chomer de chomet. Chomet is mashehu lebidei liyenshiminei. So therefore, we say that that is mashehu. You make a gzera mim b'sheinaminei at the mim b'mina, but it has to start off that mim b'mina is mashehu min atar. So Rab holds halachik Rab Yudah that mim b'mina mashehu. Here's the famous Rashi. The top line in Rashi, Lamed Amud Aleph, Shamin Amina. From this Gemara, you see, the Pasak Rabbi Hilchah said, they called the Summer Shabbatar, Mim Amina Mamashu. You see, from this Gemara, the Rabbi also holds, because Rabbi says, Halacha Kirav, that you make Exer the Rabban, and Mim Shain Amina, to Mim Amina. Mim Amina is a din deraisa, the Mim Amina Mamashu. So you make Exer, Mishum Chum Ad Chameitz, and Mim Shain Amina is also Bamashu. So that's what Rashi says, from this Gemara, you see that the din is, that mim amina is b'mashu. Rashi happens to hold also a unique shita that tam keikar is lav deraisa. Tam keikar is lav deraisa. So the Tosfos here is going to disagree with this Rashi, and the Tosfos in Gittin, the Tosfos in Chulin here, Ayin Tosfos Chulin daf lamed daf tzadik zayin. The Tosfos in Chulin disagrees with the Rashi on both scores. They disagree with Rashi. They hold that tam keikar deraisa. Rashi holds tam keikar lav deraisa, and they disagree with Rashi over here. The Rashi says that Rabbis also assumes like Rabbi Yudah the mim amina b'mashu. So Tosfos says we don't accept that. We hold that we don't pass a mim amina b'mashu. Both psokim of Rashi are not accepted. We hold mim amina is not b'mashu, and we hold mim b'shein amina. You need shishim and ator. We hold tam keikar is deraisa, not like Rashi holds everything faker. Tam keikar is lav deraisa. The Tosfos is going to go through, the long Tosfos, Lamed Amud Aleph, is going to go through a lot of rayas of Rashi, and then they're going to rip apart the rayas, then they're going to bring their rayas, that the din is not min b'minim b'mashehu. Yeah. What is it? Let's take a look in the Tosfos. Pasak Rashi b'chulin, we have it over here, the top line of Rashi here. They're quoting the Rashi in Chulin, says it. Pasak Rashi b'chulin, in his commentary, Maseches Chulin, the min b'minim b'mashehu kireb yudah. Why? The Amad Perkal Abasa and Daf Kuftes Mim B'mina Loi Batal. So Gemara, Vaf Rebbe Kama Hasam Nir and Dir Rebbe Yuda. The Chalal the Hilchas Ahachi. We usually say Hilchas Ki Rebbe Mechavero. We usually be passing like Rebbe Yuda on Nasi. We don't always pass like Rebbe Yuda on Nasi, but usually we do. So Tosfos says since Rebbe says Nir and Dir Rebbe Yuda, he thinks we should pass like Rebbe Yuda Mim B'mina Melashu, and we usually pass like Rebbe. So that's cause to paskin that mim b'mina b'mashu. That's Rashi's raya. Also, v'rava perek basra v'od hevi raya v'od the pligi abay v'rava perek basra d'abay d'zora. There's a machlok z'abay v'rava chala de chamra v'chala de shichra. Chala means vinegar. I have wine that turned into vinegar and I have beer that turned into vinegar. So there's a machlok z'abay v'rava or chamira de chite v'chamira de sairi. Chamira means raw dough, raw yeast. If you mix flour with water, you let it rise, and then you don't bake it. So the microorganism is going to eat up all the dough, reproduce, eat up more dough, reproduce, 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 till there's no more dough left. So you made a lot of dough, you baked challahs on Thursday, and you leave over from all of the dough, and 98% you bake into challahs, and 2% you leave as raw dough. That's the yeast. You're going to leave it for this week. So you won't have to. It won't have to take 10 hours. It'll only take 4 hours for the dough to rise. So you saved a little bit of dough from last week. So that's chamira dechite. So you have wheat that you ground up and you made flour, and then you made dough out of it. Chamira desari, you took barley, and you ground it up and you made flour out of it, and then you mixed it with water and you let it rise. So you have chamira, you have the yeast from the dough that's wheat dough, and the yeast from the dough that's barley dough. So they have a different flavor, they have a different taste, but they're both called yeast. So this machlokes is habay v'rabba. How do you determine whether it's mim mina mim shei mina? Do you go basa taima? So chamira, the yeast from the wheat dough and the yeast from the barley dough is going to have a different flavor, but they're both called yeast. So do you determine what it's called? That's how Rava holds, and Abai holds no basa taima. What does it taste like? If they have the same flavor, then it's called mimina. If they have a different flavor, then it's called mimishenimina. So you see, Abai and Rava, they both agree that mimimina b'mashu. They're just arguing. How do you decide whether it's mimimina mimishenimina? They go basa shma or basa taima, but they both agree with Reb Yudah that mimimina is b'mashu. So that's what they see. Mar Savar, Basa Shmazlina, Rabbi holds, you go, what is it called? Lash Meri Adam. They're both called yeast. Mar Savar, and Abai holds, Basa Taimazlina, you go, Basa the flavor, and the taste is not the same. But Alma, what do you see? The upshot, Bein Labai, Bein Larabi, Mimini Mamasha, they both hold like Rebuter, that Mimini Mamasha, and they're arguing about the detail of the case. The Ode, Basa Grava Bishmaita, and Argimar, Rabbi Paskins, Mimini Bimashu, Kirav. So you see that the din is like Rav. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam was a little boy when Rashi passed away. The Rashbam never argued with Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam felt often. He felt very free to argue with Rashi. So Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi over here. And here we follow the Rabbeinu Tam talking. Rabbeinu Tam am the kol einam rayas. Then Allah alokhi Reb Yudah, veloki Rebbe. Rebbe said, nirin divi Reb Yudah. He said, we don't pass like Rebbe, we don't pass like Rav. Read a paragraph that with his own machlokes abay v'rove, where the basa shma basa taima. So Taisa says it does not necessarily mean that the whole like Reb Yudah that every mimimina is b'mashu. There are cases where we do say rare cases where we say mimimina b'mashu. When is that? So Taisa says by tevel and yayin nesach, the din is yayin nesach is b'mashu. Yain shenis nasach lefnei avodazar. Yain nesach is b'mashu. That's the question. Is that a din deraisa or a din derabbanan? Pashtus, it's a din mederabbanan. There's a possibility that it should be a din deraisa. There's a possibility. Why should there be an opinion that yain nesach is deraisa? Because there's a mishnah masech Shabbos. The middle of Masechet Shabbos, you have 2.5 prokem, I think, about hoitzor. When you carry on Shabbos, so if you carry, have a little speck on your jacket, that's not a niso hoitzor at a mashu. If you have to have a minimum amount of something. So if you're carrying food for human beings, has to be so much food. If you're carrying food for an elephant, has to be so much. If you're carrying wood, if you're carrying metal, if you're carrying glass, are you carrying ink, are you carrying water? All the different things, wine, all the different things that you can carry, depending on what it is, it has a different shear. What's the minimum size that if you carry so much, you're going to be chai? So the Mishnah says, what if a person carries Avodah Zarah? He has Avodah Zarah in his house, and there's a din. L'savi seivel beisecha. Ta'eva means a dovish al Avodah Zarah. So he's going to take the getchke. He has a pestle of Avodah Zarah in his house. He lives right near the garbage dump. He's going to throw it out into the street. His house is a Rishus HaYochid because he has machitzas around his apartment. He's going to throw it in the middle of the street and the garbage truck is going to come by. Or there's a garbage dump nearby. So he's throwing from Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. So what's the minimum size that the Avodah Zarah has to be? So it should really depend. Is it gold? Is it silver? Is it wood? Is it metal? Whatever. So the Mishnah says, Kol Shehu. Since the Pasuk says, Liyid Begiotcha Me'uma Min HaCherim, that goes when you burn down the Irani Dachas. But all the possessions of the Anshi Irani Dachas are considered as if they're Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says, Me'uma, Le'id Bak Biotcha Me'uma Menachem. You're not allowed to have a Kol Shehu. You're not allowed to have a Mashu. So that's why the Gemara says, since the Shir Le'savi Se'vel Be'secha, you're not allowed to have Avodah Zarah in your Rishus, in your apartment. The Shir is Kol Shehu, because it says, Me'uma, Le'id Bak Biotcha Me'uma Menachem. So too, it has a chashivas. And Avodah Zarah, Davish al Avodah Zarah has chashivas, even a mashu, because when you get rid of it, see, mekayim a mitzvah by getting rid of the, even though it's a tiny thing, less than a kazayis, less than a kebetza, there's no minimum size. So therefore, on Shabbos, if you throw it out from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, you would be chayv even if it's a mashu. So then, that's a Mishnah and Shabbos. Then there are Mishnais and Avodah Zarah that Yain Nesach is b'mashu. So the Rambam explains why is Yain Nesach b'mashu, as it says in the Chumash, v'lo yidbak biyotcha me'uma min acherim. So that's not exactly the same. There's a word kol shehu and there's a word mashu. Masha usually means it's not bottled b'shishim. Even though you have shishim, and sometimes truma you need meyo to be bottled, and orlon klakam you need masayim, and masha means it doesn't even help. Even though you have shishim, even though you have meyo, and even though you have masayim, it's b'mashu, it's not bottled. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, there's one opinion in the Yerushalmi from Tanoim, that even when something is b'mashu, but is bottled in tatraf, I think, if you have one unit in how much is tatraf? Is 1,008, something like that, or 980, some kind of a share like that. Tough pay, something like that. But we don't pass like that. Whenever something is b'mashu, see, even echad be'elef is also b'mashu. So the Rambam mixed up two different things here. The Rambam quotes the pasuk liyibrak biyatcha me'uma menacher, means that there's no minimum size how big the Avodah Zarah has to be to violate the Isra of the Sabisei v'al Bisach. You have to get rid of it. So therefore, since you're mekayim the mitzvah, even if it's tiny, less than a peanut, if it's a davar shel Avodah Zarah, so therefore it has a chashiva. So if you throw it out on Shabbos into the street, every item has a different shear. Is it paper? Is it wood? Is it metal? Is it plastic? Each thing has a different minimum size with respect to Haitzor, the Isra of carrying. So by Avodah Zarah, it's b'kol shehu. So the Rama, that's the pasuk liyibatcham miyotcham meum menachem. So the Rama quotes that pasuk meuma with respect to saying that it's b'mashu. Mashu and kol shehu are not the same. Mashu means if it fell in b'taruvis, that it's never bottled, even if you have shishim, even if you have meyer, even if you have masayim, even if you have elef, yai nesach is b'mashu. That's what Tosafot quotes. B'ferish in Mishnah. Yai nesach is b'mashu. Later on, Taisa says that it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh stam yein. It only applies to real yai nesach, that's also b'hanor. But b'zman hazeh, we're mekel, that the stam yein, the ikar adin, is not also b'hanor. We're machmer, if it's not a big hepsit, so we say you shouldn't get hanor from the stam yein. But if it'll be a hepsit merube, then the Ramos says you go back to the ikar adin. When you have a hepsid merubi, you follow the ikar adin, that's tam yeinah bizman hazeh, is muta b'hanor. Why is bizman hazeh? Why is muta b'hanor? What's the story with this tam yeinah? Tam yeinah, we spoke more than once. Tam yeinah, they prohibited because it may lead to chasnus, may lead to intermarriage. So just like they prohibited pasakum and bisholakum, so too they prohibited tam yeinah. It may lead to intermarriage. He may want to marry the non-Jewish girl in order to have a lifetime supply from his father-in-law who processes the trefa wine, the geisha wine. So the Tosis says, because of nisuch, that's a far-fetched chashash, that the goy was menasachit l'avodah zarah, and it's also ba'anoam in HaTorah, tikruvus avodah zarah. It's also ba'anoam in HaTorah. So he has tikruvus avodah zarah, he's going to give it to me to drink. If he believes in his Avodah Zarah, so I'm not his deity, so he's not going to give it to me. Now that's very far-fetched. But once they made the Gzer because of Chasnus, they were concerned about intermarriage, so then they threw in, they made the Gzer, and they said, not only is it Asa Bachila, they throw in, maybe there's a Chashash Nisuch, so they threw in, it's Asa Bahanoah also. Asa Bahanoah also. And then they threw in also, once they made the Issa, so they said, and even if the wine wasn't processed by the goy is the waiter in the restaurant. He's pouring the wine. I'm not going to marry his daughter. He's not going to be able to give me a lifetime supply of wine. We're afraid over here, it's kosher wine, but the waiter is pouring the wine. So we're afraid maybe he was menasachet l'shem avodizah. So it's also bahanoah, even though he didn't process the wine, he only poured the wine. Maybe he was menasachet. So that's what the Gemara says. What if there's a Nochri who processes wine and he doesn't understand Mitiv Avodah Zarah at all? He has no shaykhis with any Avodah Zarah, and he's never Menasach Yayin L'Avodah Zarah. Or years ago, the only people who would be Menasach Yayin L'Avodah Zarah would be the Galochim, the ministers in the Avodah Zarah religion. But if he's a regular Balabas, he never Menasach Yayin for Avodah Zarah. He gives it to the Galoch, and the Galoch will be Menasach. He never is Menasach L'Avodah Zarah. And by the Christians that you would, they're not menasach wine for Avodah Zarah, they believe in, after they offer their prayer, people make fun of the prayer, they call it the hocus pocus. Hocus pocus, the prayer that they recite is recited in Latin. and it rhymes with Hocus Pocus. So that's why the people, the non-Christians, always refer to their prayer as the Hocus Pocus when they offer their incantation in Latin. So they believe that the wine and the wafer convert to become the flesh and blood of Osahuish. The wine converts to become the blood of Osahuish, and the wafer, the crackers, converts to become the flesh of Osahuish. It's not really Tekruvis, that's what the Darkei Tshuva. The Minkacha writes in the Darkei Tshuva, it's not really that the wine and the wafer are Tekruvis Avodah Zarah, it's not Tekruvis, it's Avodah Zarah Mamish. They believe that after their reciting of their incantation, the Hocus Pocus, the wine converts to become the blood of Yashke, and the wafer converts to become the flesh of Yashke. So they believe that this is the Avodah Zarah Mamish. There's a difference. If it's the Kruvis Avodah Zarah, then there's no bittel. If it's Avodah Zarah Mamish, then it does have bittel. But let's say the Christians did an incantation, and they declared that this, and then they believe in the transubstantiation. They believe that the wafer and the wine convert to become Osahuish. And then another guy comes and he says, it's baloney. It's not the blood of Yashke, and it's not the flesh of Yashke. It's wine and it's a wafer. It's nothing. Nothing changed. So if you have Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri, it was worshipped by a Christian, he's not Jewish, and it belongs to a guy, it doesn't belong to a Jew. Avodah Zarah Shel Yisod does not have bittel. Avodah Zarah Shel Goy does have bittel. But only Avodah Zarah has bittel. Tekruvis Avodah Zarah does not have bittel. So if you have Yayin Nesach, that a guy was menasachet for Avodah Zarah, that's Tekruvis. So Tekruvis, there's no way to be mevatlet. Another guy will come and say, I don't believe in that Avodah Zarah, and it's not Tekruvis. The whole thing is a joke. It doesn't help. You can't be mevatlet Tekruvis. But if by the Christians, when they believe in a transubstantiation, so then the Darkei Tshuva said, that's not Tekruvis, that's Avodah Zarah Mamish. So if you get another guy to declare, I don't believe in this transubstantiation, then Avodah Zarah would have bittel. Avodah Zarah does lend itself to bittel. So the din is that when do you say that Stam Yein of a guy, not only Asa Bishtia, it's even Asa Bano, when there's a chashash, far-fetched chashash of Tekruvis. What if he's a Nochri? Ein Amaka B'tiv Avodah Zarah. He never has no shaykhas to Nisuch. He never has any shaykhas with, he's a goy, but he has nothing to do with any religion. Let's say he's an atheist. He has no shaykhas with any religion. So then the Gemara says, strictly speaking, that the yayin of such a goy will only be also bishtia, because it's only the gzeir of chasnus, so it won't be also bahano. So many of the goyim, the Ramos says, many of the goyim is manazeh, the galochim do the nisuch, but the galochim do the hocus pocus with the transubstantiation. But the Amayinam don't do it, so they're really nochrim, that they're not bikim mitiv Avodah Zarah. So really, all of the wine should be mutabano. So we're machma lahatchila. We're machma that everything should be asmano. But if you have a makam hefsid meruba, the Ramah has a case. Let's say the goy, he borrowed $100,000 from me. Then he goes bankrupt and he can't pay me. So he says, look, I owe you $100,000. I have all this tray for wine. Take as much as you want. Take $100,000 worth of wine and sell it. So if the alternative is either I take the tray for wine or I get paid nothing, so I'm not mechuyev to suffer such a big loss. So the chumra lechatchila that we say that all the stam yeinim is man as osamano, that's only a chumra. But b'machem hefse meruba will make him because he's not bikim b'tiv avodah zarah. So that's what Tosis says, that stam yeinim is man as is mutabano. So Rabbi Kevega writes in the Gilyon HaShas on the side, tamu ali. How can he say that? You see, Rabbi Kevega on Laman Amar Aleph in the Gilyon HaShas, tamu ali. How can they say Hastam Yainam Osabano can mucha pikama duchti bimasechas abadizara bishama bukhun? Yeah, what are they talking about? It's Osabano. So he thinks that line is a mistake. It's not a mistake. The Tosfos in Chulin explains it better. It's not a mistake. It says in Yerideya, it's a Peladik Rabbi Kivega. It says in Yerideya like that Bemokim Hefsib Meruba, we're Makel. It's only a Chumre. Even though the goy is not baki b'tiv Avodah Zarah, so the yayin should be mutabano, shalom be asa b'shtia, because of the concern of chasnus. But the added isa that I say it's even asa b'ano, that's only when there's a chashash of nisuch. But if he's a nochri saying a baki b'tiv Avodah Zarah, so you don't, the meikar adin, medina the gemara, it's mutabano. So that's what the Taisa says, that that yayin that's mutabano, mikar adin is mutabano. We just have, we're machmer, when there's no hefse meruba, we're machmer, not like Tosfos. So yayin that's mutabano, so you can't say that is mamashu. The Mishnah says that it's mamashu because in the days of the Mishnah, the stamyenim was asabano also, but b'zman hazeh that the stamyenim is mutabano, so then it's not going to be mamashu. We say today, stamyenim is batal b'shishim. Yeah. So yeah, going back again. So Rashi brought a whole bunch of rayas that the psak halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda. The minimasha says, so first of all, Rava says like that, the top line, on lama namana, omar Rav hilchasa, chamis bizmana b'mashuhu, kirav. Kirav, he holds like Rav. And Rav explained on chavtes on the base, why is it b'mashu? Because minimina b'mashu. Chamis b'tesach, we make exer, minimishen minu, otta minimina. But you have to start off, it's exer because minimina is b'mashu. If minimina is not b'mashu minatoira, so what are you making, exer? So you see, Rav says halacha kerav that mimimina is b'mashu min haTorah. So that's where Rashi paskens like that. And then also the Gemara says there in Chulin that Rebbe holds nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe says nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda. He thinks Rebbe Yehuda is right that mimimina b'mashu. So usually we pasken like Rebbe halacha kerebi mechavera. Usually we pasken like Rebbe. And then you have Abai v'Rava argue, what are the details? What's the definition of mimimina, mimimishenimina? Does depend basa shmada? Does depend basa taima? This is all on the understanding that mimimina is b'mashu. So you see all these rayas, that mimimina is b'mashu. That's Rashi's rayas. So Taisus is matcha everything. So they say, what does he say? Rabbi Natan, I'm at the kolay la'inim rayas. The rayas are not good. En aloha loki rabbiuda. Veloki Rebbe, Veloki Rav, we don't pass like any of these people. I, the Gemara, the Machloikas, Habai, Verove, whether how do you determine Min Bimino? So they says, no, there are some rare cases where Min Bimino is Bimashu. What are the rare cases? Yayin Esach, Bismana Gemara, where's Min Bimino Bimashu? Mim Shenimino is not Bimashu. Min Bimino. So Min Bimino, Yayin Esach, Habia Machloikas, Habai, Verove, whether Bosso Shmazlinan, Abosso Time, a wise Tevel. Why is Tevel min b'minoi b'mashu? Because Tevel is a double sheish l'matirin. So whenever you have a double sheish l'matirin, that's a din, that it's not bottle. If it's min b'mino, it's not bottle. If it's min sheinimin, it is bottle. Min b'mino, that is not bottle. So maybe the discussion abai v'rove, machlokes, whether b'sa shmazlin, b'sa taimazlin, how do you determine whether you call it min b'mino, min sheinimino? Maybe that's talking about a case where it's yai nesach or it's Tevel. Right. Either I from our Gemara, Rava says halacha kirav. So first of all, it could be halacha kirav v'lab mitameh. Rav says the reason why chum is b'pesach is b'masha, because if it's m'minai, it's always going to be b'masha. Every m'min is masha. Rav holds like Rav Yehuda. And then he says m'shenimin is exera to m'min. So Rava holds halacha kirav, maybe hilchas kavasa v'lab mitameh, but not for his reasoning. Secondly, could be that the word kirav is a mistake. And the second line from the top in the Gemara, Rava says, osa b'mashu kirav. Maybe she doesn't say osa b'mashu, not kirav. It's like rav, v'lab mitameh. So it could be that the girsa is kirek kirav. The din is like rav, but for a different reason. Not because of exera ota mimimina. Could be that you shouldn't have the word kirav. Then they prove that in the Bahag, the word kirav doesn't appear. So Tosis says, Udishmaita, and the proof from Rava and our Gemara, the top line on Lana and Allah, Udishmaita, and our Sugya, Igasinim Mashu Kirav, Yeshlam Shaposi Bahamit Kirav, but I'm Itameh. Totally different reason. Rav says, Xerotta Mimisha, Otta Mimiminoi, and Rava Lesle, Allah Dafke, Bahamis, Bepesa, Chumad, Bahamis, right? The Gam Rabbi Yedoi Goin Pasach Ken the Dafke B'Chamis B'Pesach Rava Holtz Ki Rav D'Shalom Mikamei. So he says he passed B'Chamis B'Pesach Mashu, but he doesn't hold Mimimina Mashu. So maybe it's a mistake in the Girsa, and then they prove the Mashma go a little later to the narrow lines, the two lines before the one. Chay Mashma Ba'Alochas Gedolos. There were different manuscripts of the Bahag. Tosis already had different manuscripts of the Bahag. They have a Bahag Shal Aspamya that came from Aspamya, and they have other Bahag. So here they have two lines before the wine. He didn't have the Girsa b'mashehu kirav, v'sava rabba gam mechametz kirab Yechanan. Oh, no, that's v'od amar Rabbeinu Tam. V'od amar Rabbeinu Tam, let's say, the third line before, the fourth line before the white lines. V'od amar Rabbeinu Tam, d'lo yasinim b'mashehu kirav. Maybe it's not b'mashehu. Maybe it's b'shishim. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not b'mashehu. And the last line, Tosis says, "Obuchamis bePesach leYasu Rabbeinu Tam Maise." He didn't paskin chamis beBishishim. Avagav the Bishultas Rav Achoi in Parshas Tzav. Nami Isa the Rabbi Isla Gam Chamis beNois and Tam. The Shultas writes that according to Rav Chamis is Batal beShishim, and that was Vaydam Rabbeinu Tam over here, four lines before the wide lines in Tosis. But the Rabbeinu Tam he held like that, disagreeing with Rashi. He had more correct is like the Shiltas, but he didn't want to pass on like that. Halacha l'mais. Le'asa Rabbeinu Tam mais. You have it in Masechta Pesachim, other cases also. Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't go against Rashi. He disagreed with Rashi, but halacha l'mais wouldn't go against Rashi. So here the Tosafot quotes Ve'odam Rabbeinu Tam again, four lines before when the narrow lines. The last four narrow lines in Tosafot. And his v'sovar the Bahag thinks v'sovar rav v'gam v'chametz k'rab Yechanan that is batal b'shishim. The Bahag and the Shiltas and the Rabbeinu Tam thought that they were right. Halacha l'maaseh, he was afraid to go against Rashi, but he thought that more correct is that chametz b'pesach is batal b'shishim. So why didn't he say so? Why did he beat around the bush? He should have said, so he said, why didn't he say, Allah Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan says, he always needs shishim. That's how the Gemara began. Rabbi Yechanan says, shish. The Tosafot says, because... I would have mistakenly thought the leposek kabo say ela bismanoi, aval shaloi bismanoi loi. I would have thought that shaloi bismanoi he's not paskening like Rabbi Yechanan. He paskened like Rabbi Yechanan that shaloi bismanoi you don't even need shishim on chametz shabbat la pesach. So if he wouldn't have spelled it out. If he would have just said halach Rabbi Yechanan, we would have misunderstood. We would have thought that it means halach Rabbi Yechanan, chametz b'pesach is b'shishim. But we never have thought that you don't even need shishim or chametz shavah b'pesach. We would have thought for sure you do need shishim. Avosh lo bizmanai loy, I would have not thought that he's paskening all the way like Rabbi Yechanan. That even chametz shavah b'pesach, he don't even need shishim. Why? The latikshi derava derava dehama rava knasu udekanish Rab Shimon. Kidiparech, the Gemara asked Akash. Gemara asked, how can Rabbi say that you don't even need Shishim? But Rabbi said, Knasa Kanas Reb Shimon. Gemara says, no, the Knasa only one is Bien. So with Deita Rubis, there's no Knas. So if Rabbi would have said, Halachi Rab Yechanan, he would have mistakenly thought, he's only saying, Halachi Rab Yechanan, that Chamez B'Pesach is not B'Mashahu. But we would not have thought that even holds like the second half of what Rab Yechanan said. Chamez Shal Pesach, he don't even need Shishim. Would have thought that the Torah is right. You do need shishim, yeah. So that's why Rabbi had to spell it out. Rabbi had to spell it out. Yeah. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam Raya, he's going to prove his point. The behed yisfir lei the Rabbi per git on nashim min b'mina b'shishim. Rabbi said here, Dam Rabbanan. Why the Kama Rabbi makes a statement on the first very wide line in Tosis. Dika Omar Rabbi makes a statement of Chulin. Omar Rabbanu b'taima, min b'mina d'lekla meka mataima. You need shishim. So it says b'feirish that min b'mina you have shishim is good. You see, shishim is good. You don't. He does not like Reb Yudit. The min b'mina b'lach malach is b'mashu. Yeah. Then what does Tosafot say? Berakat Taruvis, take a look a few lines later. Yeah. One, two, three. The third very wide line in the Tosafot. So Tosafot says, Berakat Taruvis, that's Berakat Lezvach M'Shenes Arvo. I told you the story. the boy from Breuer's Beis Medrash, he did a shach quote in Yerodei Perek HaTarubis. Daf Ayin Tes, he didn't know which Masichta was in. So in the end of Mishnayis Brachas, they have a list of all of the names of the Prokim, what word they begin, what letter it begins with. Because people, when they have Yartzeit, they like to learn, like Rav Soloveitchik had Yartzeit for his father, and Gimel Shvatz, they would learn Mishnayis that start with the letters Mem Shin Hei Moshe Ben Chaim. He never got to the end. He used to spend so much time. He only finished 3 or 4 Prokim. He never got to all the letters Moshe Ben Chaim. Yeah. So the fellow who looked in the end of it was Breuer's Beis Medrash, the Ekkes, they're very orderly. So he looked to see Perek HaTaruvis, but the letter Hey. So they don't have any Perek that begins with the Hey, Perek HaTaruvis. It doesn't begin with the Hey. It's Perek HaLazvachim Shenisarvu. And the Rishonim call it Perek HaTaruvis. But we usually have in the Gemara, it's called Kol HaZvachim Shenisarvu. It's called Perek HaTaruvis. So what do they call it? Perek HaTaruvis Kusav Rab Leza B'Yankev Miminat Batal. The Stamma Digamar Kama Bishilim Asachas Beitz also like that. What do they quote from Ablezer Ben Yankiv? Miminat Batal. So Mazel Tov said, it's a Tana who holds. We know that many Tanoim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. What do they gain by quoting Ablezer Ben Yankiv? There's a line missing in the Tesis. You look in the Tesis Shans. They add on because the Gemara says that Mishnah's Ablezer Ben Yankiv Kabinoki means Ablezer Ben Yankiv is hardly ever quoted. He's rarely quoted in Mishnayis HaBraisis. He's quoted rarely, Kav, a small amount, but Noki, whenever he's quoted, we always paskin like him. So that's what the line is missing in Tosis. They quote, Beperekat HaRubis Kav, Ablezim HaYankiv, Mimimina Batal, and we say Mishnah said, Ablezim HaYankiv, Kav and Noki, the rare times that he's quoted, we hold like him, because Mishnah's and Nikia, it's Noki. So that's what they mean. We should paskin like that. Mishnah supplies a man could come in. Okay. Then they say the Stamma de Gemara in the end, the Beitza says, true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, minim, mashu, but we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Then they say, Rashi himself in Abed Zohar contradicts himself. He says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is minim, is not mashu. Yeah, but that the famous Shitas Rashi is the Rashi here, and the Rashi in Chulan on the Aftari Ches, the Rashi does paskin. Then they quote, Ubahag Shal Aspamya. There were different manuscripts of the Bahag. Now you can buy a Bahag. They put together all the different Kisveyad. It could be that the different Bahags were not written by the same person, but that's what they did. They put together all the different versions in the Bahag and they identified this as in this Ksavyad, this and that Ksavyad. So they had a Ksavyad from Aspamya. Aspamya is Spain or something. Yeah, so what is a Bahag Shal Aspamya Posak? What does it say? Chaticha, Bechaticha is Benoisen Ta'am. So therefore what? I don't know, what are they trying to prove by that? Chaticha, Bechaticha is Benoisen Ta'am. And you don't say the Min Mimina B'mashahu. That's what they mean. I don't know. Chaticha, Bechaticha is Yavish B'Yavish. The Yavish B'Yavish, Tosis points out in Gittin, in Perek HaNizokin, that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and Rashi wants to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mim Mimina B'Mashah is only Lach B'Lach. By Yavish B'Yavish, nobody holds Mim Mimina B'Mashah. So what do they gain by quoting the Bahag Shal Aspamya says, Chaticha B'Chaticha is Benois and Tam. Yeah. Chaticha B'Chaticha is not, doesn't have the din of Mim Mimina. It's only Mim Mimina if it's Lach B'Lach. Yavish B'Yavish, I don't know what they mean. I looked in the other, in the Tosfos Shantz and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ran. Nobody explains what this, what are they trying? They quote this Bahag also. I don't understand. I looked in the back. I don't know what they're trying to bring out by this. This is to disprove Rashi. I don't know how, what are they driving at with this line? So that's a right. The Mimimin is not Pemashu. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, nobody holds the Masha, only if it's Lach B'Lach. I don't know. Umaisi, and the Bahag proves it, Midiravim Perkir Anasha. So therefore what? I'm not sure. Then at the end, Tosis quotes, V'chubas Agarim Shkos Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim Bonfi. That's a French name, a family name. Tuv Elam is Bonfi, Yelatov, Tuvelim. Motzer Rabbeinu Tam, Yai Nesach, Shenistach Men Lehen Abed Azor, Asa Ba'ana Ve'ena Batal, It's B'masha Afila Be'alav, K'moshe Sheninu, Yeh. Mechlal, the inference from the Chuvas Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim is, Shari Yisrael Mestam Yenu Chutz Mitevo V'yai Nesach, Mimina, Yeh. So they say, Stam Yenu Mizman Azeh, is B'shishim, because Mi'ikar Adin is really Muta Ba'ana. We would only be making on Stam Yenu Ba'ana, if it's Hefsed Merubah, but Hefsed Merubah shows that that's the Ikar Adin. So this is the famous place where they disagree, but that half of Rashi. Rashi had two difficult psakim that neither of which we don't follow either. One is that Rashi passed Kansirin and Chulin, that Mimiminoi Bimashuhu Minatoira. So we don't accept that. We hold it's not Bimashu. And the other Rashi was that he holds Tamkika Lav Deraisa. We are Machman Shulchanach, that Tamkika is Deraisa. Lav Kamina, what if it's a Sufik? I'm not sure whether it has a blia sisa. For sure, there's roiv against it, but I can taste the flavor, but I don't know whether it got the flavor from Isser, the flavor from a heta. I don't know if there's a tam kik or an isser here. I know there's a tam, but it could be it's a tam from a heta, not of an isser. So according to Rashi, if tam kik is lav deraisa, so safik derabana lakula. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskan that it's not so. That tam kik or deraisa, and if you have a safik tam kik, safik shishim yigolachum. So this Tosfos is half of the story, and the other Tosfos in here it says, "I know Tosfos Chum the upside of Zion." That's where they attacked both parts of Rashi, both the Tam Ki Ika Psak that Rashi holds only the Rabbanon they hold as the Raisa, and the Mimimina Bemashu that the Tosfos doesn't accept. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Maybe tomorrow.